Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got Jesse filling in for Brian today. And so, Jesse.
Thanks, Luke.
Yeah, this one goes out for you, your request. So
this is out to my dog, Franklin.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. And so we got Franklin out there. We got Remy out there, my dog, listening. Hopefully, we'll see. Maybe not.
We'll get a play date together. It'll happen.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Matter time.
Right. And so as we were discussing the Waukesha events, one of the other things that's going on here in Wisconsin, kind of underrated with all the high headlines that were coming out, big headlines from Friday throughout the weekend and yesterday, something that went kind of at least below my radar because I'm keeping an eye on all this stuff and did not see it until this morning. But Jesse, the election review here in the city of Madison by the Legislative Audit Bureau, who released their initial findings from a report that Republicans ordered back in February. Last month, they set out those findings. But on Thursday of last week, they wrapped up that election review pretty quietly.
Big nothing burger.
Yeah. So Brian and I have been covering this one pretty extensively. I believe the investigation into Madison not sharing their ballots was like the fifth investigation that Republicans have launched since the 2020
Benghazi
election. Yeah. There's always got to be something to, you know, keep moving those issues forward of election integrity, because we keep saying the election is not actually above bar.
And you know what? This is a little personal for me, because this time they came after our city clerk, who has been a stalwart defender of our electoral system. And I've been doing a lot of work on and off over the years for voter registration. And Mary Beth Witzelbell has been an amazing resource for this community.
Yeah, and so let's just to catch everybody up. So the city of Madison refused to hand over their ballots when the Legislative Audit Bureau was doing their review of the election this past year, saying U.S. Department of Justice guidelines did not allow them to share the actual official election documents.
Oh, they followed the law?
They followed the law.
Huh.
They followed the law. And the legal counsel for the state legislature said, yeah, that's above board. That's they were following U.S. Department of Justice standards. That's fine. And then this review came out, and the Wisconsin Elections Commission did not get to comment on it before it was released, which is standard practice, actually. And the Legislative Audit Bureau was like, well, Madison didn't let us see the ballots, so we can't really tell you what's going on in Madison. And Republican lawmakers got all up in a tizzy and was like, Madison's doing something wrong. We're going to issue subpoenas. And they got subpoenas for the city of Madison's ballots. And they said, well, we're not going to turn them over, but you can come on down and check them out. And like you said, Mary Beth, come on down to City Hall. We'll show you the elections. You can review them. They spent 8 hours on Thursday of last week reviewing the election documents. And nothing, Jesse.
Can we name a park after her? Here's the thing, is that Michael Gableman is who the GOP chose to run this whole audit. This man was appointed to sit on the Supreme Court. And then recently in legislative testimony said explicitly that he doesn't know how elections work.
And you were telling me that you were like, how is that so? The man got elected to statewide office. And I was like, no. He got appointed.
Man, memory's a hell of a thing.
Well, it's a 10-year sentence, too.
Maybe that's why he didn't win, is because he doesn't know how elections work.
Yeah, well, that or the ethics complaints that he was trying to, you know, fight off. And he did successfully fight those off, but did not get reelected to the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. But this is actually a separate review than Gableman's. So Gableman's still going. This was the Legislative Audit Bureau. This was what was authorized by the Senate Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature.
Sure, but it's all a coordinated effort to undermine the integrity of our elections and the believability, so that they can keep selling this line to, you know, throwing red meat to their base that our elections don't work. It's all coordinated.
Yeah, but see, to an extent, I would agree, but also to an extent, I believe it's super uncoordinated at the same time, because you still have the chair of the Assembly
Thank
Elections Committee, Janelle Branchin, Representative Janelle Branchin, who is saying, oh, well, Gableman's supposed to adhere to my committee's accordance. He's supposed to be checking in with her. And Gableman's like, no, I go to Voss. And then you got the Senate Republicans being like, oh, well, we've got this thing that we're doing with the Legislative Audit Bureau.
I can just imagine that Gableman is looking at his cell phone when these calls come in, and he's like, I don't have that number in here. It must be spam. And just doesn't take the call.
Or he just doesn't know how to set up voicemail or something. There's got to be some kind of thing there where he's just not getting the calls. I'm not quite sure. So it's been an interesting thing. I was really shocked when this story came out because I was like, wait, I thought there was going to be a bunch of hubbubaloo and people were upset that Madison didn't turn over their ballots, but...
Didn't end with a bang. It ended with a whisper.
Yeah. And
with a whimper.
I would say a whimper is more like it, and that is more accurate. But Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu had a spokesperson come out and say, yeah, we're happy with what we saw in Madison. So we're glad that they adhered to our subpoena, even though the subpoena did the same exact thing that the city of Madison told the Legislative Audit Bureau they'd do, that you can come on down and review the election documents. You can see all of these things. They did that before the report got released last month. And so really it was not a subpoena to see those documents. It was them just showing up to the initial invitation to come down to City Hall.
So there were no ballot ninjas, is what you're saying?
There were no ballot ninjas, no bamboo that I'm aware of, nothing like that. No cyber ninjas.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, it was a really interesting result, I guess, is all I got to say. But you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse Pikeholst filling in for Brian this week, just today, while Brian is gone on vacation this week. We got Alan Robinson stopping by for the next segment here on Dueling Tangents. We're going to talk about quote-unquote cannabis reform, legalization, decriminalization.
It is unless it isn't.
It is unless it isn't. So we got some updates on that for you as well. We're going to share those next segment when Alan is here. So give us a call, 844-967-2789. We will still be taking your calls, so get those phones lit up. Let's go. But you are listening to Dueling Tangents, and we're going to be right back. This one goes out to Franklin.